There's an incredible insight by Rav Avraham Yitzchak HaKohen Kuk, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. And Rav Kuk quotes the halacha that's brought down in the Gemara Maseches Brachos, codified in Shulchan Aruch, of Asur Lahagbia Kolo Betfilo, which literally translated means a person shouldn't daven out loud. This is specifically a reference to Shmona Esrei. So what's the logic behind that halacha? Because the truth is, in other parts of davening, we find that there is a concept of davening out loud, of raising our voice, yet by Shmona Esrei, person should daven quietly. And again, the basic understanding of the halacha is that Shmona Esrei is a personal conversation between myself and Hashem. And because it's a personal conversation, therefore one should recite it in an undertone. What you're able to hear what you're saying, but again, your tefillah should not be heard by others. Asr lag bia kolo, person shouldn't daven Shmona Esrei out loud. Rather, again, a private conversation between you and the Ribbono Shalom. But Rav Kook says something so beautiful. Rav Kook says, we see from here another idea, another dynamic, which is that the essence of the prayer experience is to affect change within. Why do I daven? And this is like a million-dollar question, especially in Chodesh Elul, where in just a few weeks time we're going to start Slichos, where we get into a season where davening plays such a profound and pivotal role in our lives. Why do we daven? So often the answer is, because I need stuff. I daven to Hashem. The Ribbono Shel Olam is in charge of everything and anything. There are things that I need in this world. I know I cannot make them happen without HaKodesh Baruch Hu. And so I daven to the Ribbono Shel Olam for assistance. That is true. There is no question that one element, one part of davening is that I daven to Hashem because, again, He's the one who controls Parnassah. He controls my livelihood. He controls my health. He controls my children. He controls everything in this world. He controls redemption. So I need Him to give me the things that I cannot make happen on my own. But says Rav Kook, on a deeper level, the reason we daven is to affect change within. Tefillah, prayer, is a cathartic experience. And therefore, says Rav Kook, that's the meaning of the halacha. Asur lagbia kolo. Sometimes if you're davening very loud, of course it helps your concentration, but then your prayer becomes a very public experience. And once something becomes a public experience, sometimes the focus shifts from me onto the collective. But the essence, says Rav Kook, is that tefillah, prayer, is supposed to affect change within. How do you know if you've had a good davening? If you're a different person at the end of the prayer experience than you were from the beginning of the prayer experience, that is an impactful davening. So you ask, but how does one affect change in themselves through tefillah? I understand tefillah as a supplication. I understand tefillah as a dialogical connection, but that I should be able to affect change in myself through tefillah, how does that occur? And here, if Shamshon Rafael Hirsch comes along and makes an amazing observation. It says in Hebrew, the word for tefillah is lehitpalel, to pray, to daven. But says Rav Hirsch, if you think about this, without getting into too much diktuk, that word lehit palel is reflexive. The shorish of that word, the root of that word is palal. Palal, that shorish means to judge. Lehit palel, says Rav Hirsch, means to engage in a process of self-evaluation. To engage in a process of introspection. What's the goal of davening? Not to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for a million and one things. I have to do that. That is part of davening. But that is not the goal of davening. The essence of davening is to engage in the process of self-judgment and introspection. To look inside myself and to ask myself, who am I? What am I? What kind of life am I leading? Do I have the proper goals, aspirations, and dreams? Tefillah offers us the opportunity to judge ourselves. Lehispalel, the reflexive palal, engage in the process of self-judgment. And here I want to tell you something amazing, because I think what comes out from this today, both from Rav Hirsch and from Rav Kook, so many times in tefillah, there's an incredible focus on kavanah. Kavanah, concentration, intent, peirush hamilos, meaning of the words, which is all important. But here I want to tell you something amazing, which is it is important in davening to let your mind wander as well. You'll say to yourself, apikursus, that's mamash like heresy. From the time that we're little, we're taught, don't let your mind wander. Don't drift off, keep focused. When I say let your mind wander, it means that use the words as a springboard, specifically in Shmona Esrei. Use words as a springboard, but then allow your mind to wander, to think about your life, to think about, who am I? What am I? Are the actions I'm engaging in correct? Is the lifestyle I'm leading going to get me to where I want to get to? Do my behaviors reflect my ideology, my theology, my beliefs? So I let my mind wander a little bit. Because when you let your mind wander and you begin to think about yourself, you begin to think about your life, that's when tefillah becomes a process of self-judgment and introspection. That's the goal of tefillah. Lo yagbia kolo betefillah. Don't daven out loud. Because davening is not really as much about what's happening around me, but it's all about what's happening inside of me. Use tefillah. You know, we have so little time to think. The truth is, it's not that we have little time to think. It's just that we use so little time to think. There's plenty of time. There's time for everything we want to do. But we don't really use our time to think. We use our time for a variety of other meaningful, good, and constructive things. But when you have a few moments to close your eyes and to think about who you are, what I have this thing called life. I got another day of life, another bracha, another beautiful day. Am I using it correctly? What do I want to accomplish? What do I want to do? What are my goals, my dreams, my aspirations? The few moments in Shemona Esrei offer you the opportunity to close your eyes and yes, let your mind wander. Not wander to the meetings I have later on in the day. Not wander to what's happening with my 401k in the current economy. Not even wander about what's happening with my kids. Allow your mind to wander to think about one thing. You. Think about yourself. Use Shemona Esrei as the opportunity lehit palel, to engage in the process of self-judgment, self-evaluation, so that by the time I open up my eyes at the end of Elokai Nitzor, by the time I take my 3 steps back and I take my 3 steps forward, I have a clearer picture of where I'm holding in life, and I have a clearer picture of the plan I need to execute in order to move myself, in order to move my life forward. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.